Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Brandon Kiley on the ones and twos producing this thing. To my right, it is the sports machine, Sean Levine. How's everybody doing today, man?
Doing well. Good to see you, fellas. A lot to talk about today. Royals have won 3 of 4 since the break. They're making trades, and you're wearing jean shorts today.
I am wearing jean shorts today. It is very hot outside today. We are in the middle of a summer heat advisory. You're just like you're going to a golf tournament later today. Dressed like I'm going outside at some point.
If it was 1989, yes, that's how you're dressed.
No, that is very, very true. You're right. I am not chic enough to wear khakis with flip-flops the way that you do.
You leave that to me, bro.
I need to work on my fashion tips. I will definitely do that. Coming up in a little bit, we will have a Tinder Tuesday. We'll also give you a chance to win an MVP golf car. But right now, it is your chance to win some free ice cream from Andy's. All you got to do is be calling number 6 to 913-576-7610. And every show at 2 o'clock, we are giving away free ice cream to Andy's. Take the wife, take the kids, take whoever you want. I don't care. All you got to do is 3 things. Number 1, you got to be listening at 2 o'clock and you got to tell one friend. You ain't got to tell 2 friends, just got to tell one. Number 2, you got to be calling number 6 to 913-576-7610. And number 3, you got to tell Brandon Kiley that you hope he has an amazing day. If you do all 3 of those things, you are the winner of free Andy's ice cream. We will have a new giveaway coming up in August, but for July, it is Andy's ice cream every day. As you just heard in our update, we will have Mark Carmen on. He works for WGN, covers the Cubs and the White Sox. We'll learn more about the Mike Montgomery trade at 3:30. We'll also have Mike Montgomery himself on the show today at 4:30, and we'll get into the Mike Montgomery trade coming up in about 15 minutes. But I wanted to get into this because we got into a very spirited debate yesterday about you and I being on different sides of Super Bowl or bust. For people that did not hear our conversation, maybe to summarize it a little bit, Super Bowl or bust for me means exactly what it is. It is, if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, I am giving them a passing grade for the season. If the Chiefs do not get to the Super Bowl, aside from a Patrick Mahomes injury, I'm giving them a failed grade for the season. Now, I will not disagree. If this team goes 14-2, it's a great regular season, and then you go to the playoffs, and for some reason you lose on a last-second field goal in the AFC Championship game, it stinks. You had a good year. It was fun fodder, but the Chiefs have set a clear goal to me, to you, and the entire NFL population. We are a team that feels we are in position to win a Super Bowl, and every move they have made has been with the mindset of to go to the Super Bowl this upcoming year. So I'm not grading them on any other scale. There is no B, there is no C, there is no D grade. It is a very simple pass or fail to me, an A or an F. Do they go to the Super Bowl? Do they not go to the Super Bowl? That's how I'm grading this season.
As much as I agree that this season should be Super Bowl or bust, I don't think it's as black and white as you're making out to be. There's a lot of gray area. Because, again, if this team goes out there and wins 12 or 13 games and wins the AFC West and has home field advantage throughout the playoffs, did basically what they did last season, and then they fall short of getting to a Super Bowl, I think there's a lot of room where you can say the season was still a success. I don't think you can just go A to F. Because last year, obviously, the team overachieved. Vegas said they were going to be like an 8 or 9 win football team. They ended up winning 12. We've all adjusted our expectations. But, bro, just look back at last year's AFC and NFC championship games. There's an argument to be made that the Chiefs could have and should have won that game, and that the Saints could have and should have won that game. I don't look at the Saints last year and say that season was a failure, the same way that I don't look at this upcoming Chiefs season and say if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it was an automatic failure.
But we agree that the Saints and the Chiefs are in 2 completely different reasons. The Saints have legitimate reasons to say one of the worst calls we've ever seen in the history of the NFL are why they didn't do it. The Chiefs, nobody forced Dee Ford to line up off sides. He was off sides. They could have then got stops on the coin toss, so I don't agree with putting the Chiefs and the Saints in the same category. So I'm asking honestly, what would we call your strategy? Because in mine, there is no gray area. I get what you're saying is various things can happen throughout the course of the season. I just wouldn't clarify your season as Super Bowl or bust. What are we calling it? Mine is very simple. if they go. They don't have to win the Super Bowl. I'm not holding the Chiefs to that. I think that's an unrealistic expectation for any team in the NFL, even the Patriots. But they have to be playing in Miami. If they are not playing in Miami, unless Patrick Mahomes has a Carson Wentz injury and then Chad Henne shows up, I'm not holding them to that standard anymore. But as long as they have a healthy Patrick Mahomes and a healthy Andy Reid, there's no reason, in my opinion, for this team to not be playing in Miami in February.
The window is just now opening for this team to win a Super Bowl. Again, they were way ahead of pace last year, but we would all agree, as long as Andy Reid is the head coach and the big one, as long as Pat is the quarterback, this team's going to have a chance to win a Super Bowl, especially for the next few years with the talent that they have around him. That's why I'm not saying right now it's Super Bowl or bust. Now, obviously, there's a lot of things this team can do to fail this year because they set themselves such a high bar last year. Expectations in this town are they're going to win the division. They're going to win double-digit games. A lot of people think Pat's going to be the MVP, maybe throw for more touchdowns than he did last year. I don't know if the Chiefs are going to be able to accomplish those things, but I also don't think that if they don't make it to the championship game, you can automatically say this season was a failure. There's a lot of things that can happen this year. Pat can develop more. The defense can improve. They can win more regular season football games. And again, let's see how it ends, because I don't think that last year the Rams were a better football team than the Saints. I don't even think the Rams earned their way to the Super Bowl. I think it was a crazy set of circumstances and happenstance that if the Chiefs have something like that happen to them, I'll still say it was a great season.
What would you call it then? Because your strategy is not Super Bowl or bust. How you're holding them is not Super Bowl or bust.
It's as close to Super Bowl or bust as it could possibly be. But again, last year, the Chiefs and the Saints came as close to the Super Bowl as I can ever remember any team that didn't get there. So if the season ends something like that, where they have 12 wins, where they have the MVP, where they have home field advantage, and a fluky thing happens, I'm not ready to say the season was a failure. But anything besides that, if this team doesn't win the division, if this team doesn't have home field advantage, if they don't take a giant step forward from where they were last year, I would say the season was not a success.
Text line 69306. I'm very curious to where you stand on this and if you're holding the Chiefs to the Super Bowl or bust standard. I was talking to BK about this after the show, and he made a very good point. He thinks the line that we are arguing is the difference between disappointment and failure.
Yeah.
He classified it, if they lose in the second round, which they also could lose in one of your fluky scenarios, it's possible that they play Cleveland and then Cleveland comes in here, something miraculous happens, Cleveland wins on a last-second field goal, and Cleveland wins in the second round of the playoffs. He classified that as a failure. Am I right, BK? I don't want to not properly clarify what you had said yesterday. So define how you would have this being a disappointing season for the Chiefs as opposed to being a failed season for the Chiefs.
Yeah, so the success is obvious, right? I think if they get to the Super Bowl, it is a successful season. Now, they could still lose in the Super Bowl and it be a success.
Sure.
I think the defining need for this season is getting to the Super Bowl. That is the next step for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2019. You'd obviously prefer that they win it, but it's a successful year if they get there. The Rams season last year was a success, and they were on the same timeline as the Chiefs are now going into this season. I think it would be disappointing if they get to the AFC Championship game, regardless of where they're playing, and they lose. That's a disappointing season. A failure of a season is anything less than that. If they get to the divisional round and they lose, that is a failure of a season. Now, notice, I did not say anything about the regular season, because to me, this year is not about the regular season. Does it make it easier to win in the playoffs if you get the number one seed and you get the bye and you get the home field advantage throughout the playoffs? Absolutely no questions asked. But this year is not about that. This year is no longer about winning the AFC West. It's not about getting to 13 wins. It's not about winning an MVP anymore. This year is about getting to the Super Bowl, and however that has to happen, I'm not taking into account what happens in the regular season as how or if this year will be considered a success or a failure.
So let's look at last year, and you'll understand my point. So these were the six playoff teams in the AFC. The Kansas City Chiefs, obviously the Chiefs can't play themselves. The two seed is the New England Patriots. Correct me if I'm wrong. They play the New England Patriots this season, right?
Yeah.
The third seed was the Houston Texans. Correct me if I'm wrong. They play the Houston Texans so far this upcoming season.
Yes, they do.
The Baltimore Ravens. Correct me if I'm wrong. They play the Baltimore Ravens this season.
Indeed.
The Los Angeles Chargers. Correct me if I'm wrong. They play them twice this season.
Yep.
The Indianapolis Colts. Correct me if I'm wrong. They play them this upcoming season.
Sure do.
You don't think there's going to be much turnover in the AFC. You think for the most part, a majority of the teams that made the playoffs last year in the AFC are making it this year. If the Chiefs don't make the one seed, it's going to be because of them. They have an opportunity to have the tiebreaker over every team that we think matters in the AFC aside from Cleveland. We agree. Cleveland's the only team outside of this, maybe you could argue Pittsburgh, that we think will factor into these scenarios. Man, you talk about controlling your destiny and being out there and being able to grab the one seed. If the Chiefs go through this as the one seed, nobody can say they didn't play anything. They played every other team that made the playoffs the year before. No one can say they weren't challenged. No one can say that they did not play a schedule up to par in the NFL. So if the Chiefs don't get the one seed, obviously a lot of football has to be played. All the football has to be played. If they don't win their division and they're the five seed, we can't say, oh, with margin of error. Hold on. You had an opportunity to play 14 of the same teams that Los Angeles did. You had an opportunity to play all the playoff teams. You should have taken care of business to put yourself in position to host these playoff games.
Yeah, they'll have an opportunity to. That's going glass half full. Let me go glass half empty for you. What about the fact they have to play all those teams?
Right.
That were in the playoffs last year. That's a hell of a difficult schedule. You make it seem like, yeah, they do create their own destiny, which is true, but they've also got, by the numbers, I think it was the third most difficult schedule in the entire NFL.
You're right.
If you look at Vegas odds, so I don't like looking at based on the win totals last year because win totals change every year, right? So look at the Vegas odds this year for the over-under for the teams that they're going to play this season. In terms of their non-divisional foes, nobody in the NFL has a more difficult non-divisional schedule this season based on the Vegas over-under totals for next year than the Kansas City Chiefs in 2019. Their schedule is brutal next year. Can they make it up? Can they ultimately end up overcoming that and get the tiebreakers against all these teams? No doubt about it, C-Dot. But it also makes it more difficult to be able to get that number one seed when you have this schedule and New England's playing in the AFC East against six times against teams that are no good.
Let's keep this conversation going because I hold the Chiefs to the standard because I feel like they should be held at the standard. Correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are holding them to the old standard that they used to be in, and that's perfectly fine.
Nah, somewhere no. Between. Not the old standard, but not as high of a standard as you're holding them to.
I'm holding them to the, I think they're the best team in the NFL standard.
I am too, which is getting to the Super Bowl. You tell me all the time, I don't care what you do in the regular season. I don't care what this guy did in X game or Y game. I care about what you do in the end. You tell me that all the time. It doesn't matter how close it was that the Chiefs almost beat the Patriots and that I think the Patriots are better than the Chiefs last year. It matters what happened in the end. And all that matters this year for the Chiefs, what happens in the end? I'm holding them to your standard.
Well, let's keep this conversation going on the other side. Is the Super Bowl or bust this year for the Kansas City Chiefs? And if not, how would you define it? We'll keep the conversation going coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Back in on The Drive, Carrington here, Sean here, Brandon here, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Coming up in 15 minutes, we will get into a sports Tinder on a Tinder Tuesday coming up in just a little bit. We'll also give you a chance to win a prize in our pop quiz. So we're having this debate, first time we've had this debate really at this length so far this offseason, about Super Bowl or bust. Super Bowl or bust means exactly what it says to me. The Chiefs either make the Super Bowl or it is a failure of the season. You are in some gray area where if aliens come down from Area 51 and then they don't, we can look at this as being a great season. But I don't know. I honestly don't know how you would define it. Can you define it for me?
I would say that there's things that this team can do to have a successful season, even to improve upon last year, but not get to a Super Bowl. Now, that pretty much all ends with a fluky loss, almost like last year's AFC Championship game, almost like last year's NFC Championship
game. Can I ask an honest question?
I'm 98.5% there with you.
If they don't win one additional game, they were the one seed. They won their division. They hosted the AFC Championship game. Tell me how they improve upon last season without winning one more game they did last season.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm far off from what you're saying because I'm not. When you say Super Bowl or bust, I'm like 98.5% there. I agree that mostly this season will be considered a failure if they don't make it to the AFC Championship game, host the AFC Championship game, and get to the Super Bowl. That will be taking it a step past what they did last year. You're right. There's not a lot of things they could do to improve on last year. They were 12-4. They hosted the AFC Championship game. They had the MVP of the league. When it comes to taking the next step, the only real thing they can do is get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, the defense can get better. Spagnuolo's giving an upgrade from Bob Sutton. Maybe. I don't expect, but Pat's numbers can be better. There are things they can improve upon, not necessarily, and they can improve in wins. They won 12 games last year. Maybe they win 13 or 14 this year. There are things they can do. Obviously, the big step is taking the next leap, getting to the Super Bowl. But I think there's plenty of room where this team can have a successful season without getting to the championship game.
So, BK, I disagree with you a little bit. This is why. Well, both of you, honestly. I think high standards are a product of we think that you are truly great. Like, I always say this about KU fans. The thing I respect most about KU fans is You hold your team to the utmost standards, which is unrealistic, I would say, by 99% of other college basketball programs. But you guys set a standard, and you don't accept anything less than what their team is. I hear you tell me how down KU is, even though they win their conference. You'll tell me a KU team is down, and that team will have gone to the Final Four because your expectation is so sky high that KU has to meet it. It's a product of we think that you're great. We hold Alabama to that standard. We hold Clemson to that standard. We hold the Patriots to that standard. We held the San Antonio Spurs to that, the Miami Heat, LeBron James. It is a reflection of how great we think you are. Isn't it a great thing that we are now holding the Kansas City Chiefs to that? That it's not what it was in 2007. Just win a playoff game, host a home playoff game. If it doesn't happen, it's cool. It's the belief of, we think you are so great at coach. We think you are so great at quarterback. We think your roster is constructed in a way this could be the most talented Chiefs team we've seen in the last 25 years. I ain't accepting anything else than that. I don't want to hear about your 1.5% that maybe a game-winning field goal beats them. It's a pass or fail business. Are they going to the Super Bowl or are they not going home? Because if Patrick Mahomes is doing the same thing I'm doing on Super Bowl Sunday, it's a failed season. I'm sorry.
Expectations aren't a good thing in sports. They're the best thing in sports. When you've got a team that has a chance to win a championship, especially here in Kansas City, honestly, your entire life, have you ever had yourself convinced before a season that the team was going to win a championship? But what you're comparing them to, you bring up LeBron James and the Miami Heat, you bring up Tom Brady and the Patriots, you think the Chiefs are already at that level? Need I remind you that last year, they didn't play in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady did. They didn't win a championship last year. In fact, they didn't even make it to the championship game. I just think we need to back off a little bit with our expectations. Again, if this team doesn't make a Super Bowl as a fan, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed this year. But to compare them right now, after one awesome year and having home field advantage throughout the playoffs and making it to an AFC championship game, to LeBron's Heat teams and to the Patriots with Tom Brady, I don't think it's a fair comparison just yet.
This is where I think you're playing both sides. You can't come on here and tell us that Mahomes is the best thing in sports and he's the biggest ticket and he's bigger than LeBron and he's bigger than Steph and bigger than all this. Then it's like, pump the brakes. If you think he's Brady, that's what I hold Brady to. If you think he's Aaron Rodgers, that's what I hold him to. If you think he's LeBron James, that's what I'm holding him to. I'm holding you to a championship level.
Why? Giannis was the league MVP in basketball. His team didn't win a championship. I don't think a lot of people were saying the Bucks are championship or bust because they've got the MVP. That doesn't automatically equate with each other.
I think that last year was a disappointing year for Milwaukee. Milwaukee was the best team in the NBA. They had a 2-0 lead on the Toronto Raptors, and they lost four straight games for the first time in the season. I would say last year was a disappointing year, but I think last year what you're talking about with the Bucks is that was the first year Giannis finally took that step to being the MVP. This year for the Bucks, I assume the Bucks are holding themselves to the exact same standard. It is, we need to go to the NBA championship. Kawhi's out of the Eastern Conference. I don't care that Kyrie showed up now. We should be doing it. Also say this, and why I'm holding them to the standard is, we can agree that ultimately we put the crown on the heads of quarterbacks that go to Super Bowls. Even if you lose, Brady's lost Super Bowls before, but it is about making the Super Bowl. We have all, and I'm putting myself in this, have put the crown on the head of Patrick Mahomes before he's actually played in a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz, well, I know it's a little different, helped his team get to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff helped his team get to a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson for the Seattle Seahawks did it early in his career. Ben Roethlisberger did it early in his career. Tom Brady did it early in his career. We've seen other great quarterbacks in recent time in their second and third season elevate to the point that they got their team to the Super Bowl. I'm holding Patrick Mahomes to that standard. That's the standard that I'm holding him to. I don't feel like what I'm asking the Chiefs to do is very unrealistic. And I'm not even saying the Chiefs are the only team in the NFL like that. Last year was the we took the step, we're knocking on the door. Now it's the mindset for the Chiefs needs to be busting through the door and actually winning the AFC championship.
Pat could be great, though, like he was last year. Pat wasn't the reason this team didn't go to or win a Super Bowl. Pat was the reason why they won 12 games and had home field advantage at Arrowhead. So both things could happen. Pat could be great this year. The defense could suck. Maybe Steve Spagnuolo's not always cracked up to be, and this team doesn't win a championship. I'm not going to put that on Pat.
Let this team not go to the Super Bowl. They will start to blame Patrick Mahomes. That's how the NFL works. Let this team this season, I'm with you, there's always context of situations. If they in the AFC championship game don't score again and they lose at home in the AFC championship game, and then that offseason and back-to-back seasons they lost in the AFC championship game and Mahomes gets $42 million, that's when the pressure will start. That's when the countdown will start for Mahomes. That's when people not in Kansas City that don't worship him the way people in Kansas City do will be, hey, hold on. He's thrown for all these yards and no Super Bowl appearances, and that will be the first time he will be under pressure to actually go to the Super Bowl.
I guess my only question that I'm confused on is, I feel like the only thing any of us are disagreeing on is the regular season part of this. Like, the postseason part of it, we all seem to agree. The Chiefs' expectations for next year is get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's the
next step.
Expectation going into the regular season. I think the only difference, C-Dot, is that you seem to have another expectation of you also need to have the number one seed. You need to host the AFC Championship game, and that needs to be your path to the Super Bowl. I don't have that expectation. I don't have that need for next year because I don't think that's something that is required to get you to where my end goal is. It's helpful, but it's not required to be able to ultimately get to the Super Bowl. That's the only disagreement I have. I agree with you that it's disappointing if they don't get to the Super Bowl, but I don't have the need of getting the number one overall seed.
I will say this. There's some, like, voluntary goals. There's some, like, mandatory goals. The being the one seed, if they're the two seed, I'm not going to come on here and say that this was a terrible regular season. I would say, for me, getting a bye is mandatory. At the end of the season, the Chiefs, or I guess the wild card round, the Chiefs don't need to be playing in that game. They don't need to be playing in that game. They need to be then hosting the second round of the playoffs. And then the AFC Championship game, we'll see what happens.
So was last year an unsuccessful season for the Chargers, who went 12-4 because they didn't get the bye?
No, I don't think the Chargers were held to the same standard. I would say this year it's Super Bowl or bust for the Chargers. I would put them in the same category as the Chiefs. If your quarterback is 37 years old, you're already starting to see the contracts of some guys come up and all those other things. Yeah, I would say that this year is Super Bowl. Last year I would not consider. I mean, they had made the playoffs in 7 seasons. I wouldn't consider Super Bowl or bust for them.
The reason I ask is because I think that there's a high likelihood that could happen. Fortunately for the Chiefs, you were talking about getting a chance to control your own destiny. They played the Chargers last game of the season at Arrowhead, but I don't think anybody's going to be surprised if it comes down to, like it did last year, where both teams end up 12-4 with an identical record.
Coming up in just a little bit, we will get into a Tender Tuesday. It is The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.